This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Battle of the Beasts!
Good morning.
Okay, so if you have questions, just ask. If I were a lion and you were a tuna, I would swim out in the middle of the ocean and freaking eat you.
If a bear and a shark had a fight, who would win?
Welcome in to the segment that is now putting together its own Cal Ripken Jr.-like streak of excellence.
Woo!
Five straight weeks, 70 straight victories, even more if you listen to the Battle of the Beast podcast, Colby.
Man, you
As
need
you
to.
Know, we post every Wednesday evening to prep you for that Thursday night game.
I'm jotting down a list of defensive tackles that I'm going to scout, Kevin, as it is time to start that process now. So you guys act like y'all are doing something legitimate.
Well, unlike our list, you need to check it twice. With ours, just one time.
What?
Cash those checks. And we start with Indianapolis against Buffalo. The Colts against the Bills.
I don't know if the Colts know how to pay bills.
Sure.
What does that
mean? And how would they, whether they were writing a check or typing on the computer, they have hooves. And so they'd just be like,
it wouldn't look right. I think the Bills would end up getting them because they can't pay them.
Yeah. Now, what would happen? Would they impound the Colt? Would they turn it into glue? What do you think is the procedure there?
I think they just pretty much put that that lock wheel on them. Like, sure. If you don't pay your
oh,
parking
yeah, the
tickets,
boot?
Yeah, you
All
just
right.
put the boot on it.
Man, I want to see a Colt boot. That'd be cool. So the point is, take the Bills. Next up, Chicago against Cincinnati. Oh, my God. Some people will naysay this game. I say it could be the best game of the weekend because you got Bears against Bengals. Tigers.
Man. Oh. So the Bears are having to go into the Tigers, Bengal Tigers territory.
Sure. And this bear is not smarter than the average bear. It's a mediocre bear.
These aren't yogis. So, I got to give it to the pack mentality of the Bengal Tiger because the bear
the
just wants to...
The pack mentality?
Yeah, you just...
Yes.
Pac-Man.
The bear just wants to be, alone. Leave me alone, other bears. I don't want to hang out with you. But the Bengal Tiger's like, yeah... Uh-huh. We're coming at you in a group. So, got to say, take the Tigers.
Take the Bengals.
From the 682, I bought my own island yesterday thanks to this segment.
You are welcome.
You're a liar.
Oh, my God. Are you calling our fans liars?
I think that's a lie.
You don't think nobody's ever bought an island before?
Yeah.
You think that's impossible?
Not off the winnings from you knuckleheads.
Well, last 5 weeks you have. Let it ride. 70 in a row. Next up.
Such a lot.
Could be the toughest one of the week. Green Bay against Cleveland. The Packers against the Browns. I mean, but you're not packing away a bunch of doo-doo.
Right.
Unless you just went to Taco Bell. So I feel like this game is in Cleveland. Do they have Taco Bells in Cleveland?
You know what?
Corey, do you know that? Can you fact check that for us?
Do they have Taco Bells in Cleveland?
Yeah, because we need to find out about the doo-doo ratio.
I mean, there is a... hold on. No, if you guys are going to... No, I will help with sports stuff.
All right, so take the Packers. Next up, Las Vegas against Kansas City. Whoa. Man, this is a hell of a week. The Raiders against the Chiefs. Colby, I'm conflicted. I feel like the Chiefs are in charge. Maybe the Raiders could be a little scattershot. What do you think?
Well, you've got the Raiders going into the Chiefs' home, and the Chiefs got everything lined up and ready to go. Now, but there's multiple Chiefs. Now, if you have too many Chiefs trying to tell people what to do, is any of the other Chiefs listening?
Especially if you don't have enough Indians.
That's right. So,
oh, my God. Are you serious?
I think the Raiders can take them apart because it's just going to be a Chief over here and a Chief over here trying to do their own things.
Woo! Take the Raiders. Next up. Detroit against Tampa Bay, the Lions against the Buccaneers. I can't tell you how much I want to see a lion try to jump onto like a pirate ship.
If the lion is successful and gets onto the pirate ship,
it's over with.
The problem is that how far do you need to move that ship out from the rest of everything? Because that's a long jump.
A lion can swim some?
Yeah, can lions swim that far,
Dude,
though?
Dude, I think they can.
Oh, man. If they can, then that's game over.
I think the big problem, Colby, is not what you just said. It's that Matt Stafford is questionable for this Sunday's
game. You know why he's questionable?
Because he doesn't like to
swim. Hurt his shoulder. Going to be tough to swim.
That's right.
Boom! Take the Lions!
I tried.
Next up, I tried football. Next up, Minnesota against Carolina. The Vikings against the Panthers. Dude, Panthers are ferocious. They don't have weapons, though.
No, that's true. Long-range weapons, by the way, with the Vikings, because you also have to work in the whole bow and arrow thing. Yeah, you... Sorry.
The Vikings and Panthers, huh?
Yeah.
This is a good game. This is a good matchup. Two really good defenses.
Unless they're going to blow that horn. Right?
How is that going to affect the game?
Dude, if Cam... Okay, pretend that you're Cam Newton and you're trying to call out plays. All right.
Blue 42! Blue 42! Deep ball in the face.
Penalty. False start. On the offense.
How did that affect me?
Because the offensive lineman...
You made up an offensive lineman that you just...
Well, for the record, I didn't say his number. The offensive lineman, he jumped early because of our giant Viking horn.
Actually, all the offensive linemen except for the center.
Yeah, what a
There's no offensive
move.
Lineman!
How are you, Stu? Where are you getting the ball from?
It was an imaginary scenario.
Wait, so you're going up against the Vikings with no offensive line?
Well, further proof, take the Vikings.
Man.
Next
from the 254, I bought a kitchen island. Does that count?
Yes, it does.
Also from Battle of the Bees. Next up, San Francisco against Houston. It's the 49ers against the Texans. Dude, I know finding gold and stuff is cool, but it's Texas.
It is Texans, and they've got guns, and your pickaxe isn't going to do a whole lot with that.
Take the Texans. Next up, it's New York against Denver. The Jets against the Broncos. Now, I know the Broncos have home field advantage, but couldn't the Jet just land and fire a missile?
Yeah, I've seen shows where the Jets can actually just, you know, shoot their machine guns while they're on the ground. So, I'm sorry.
It's going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly.
Take the Jets. Next up, Tennessee against Arizona. It's the Titans against the Cardinals. This is going to be another rout. The godlike figure against that little tiny bird. It's just going to snatch it, right?
Yeah, it's even in the Cardinals' home. But the Titans so big, I don't think the Cardinals can fly higher than the Titan can be.
And then, okay, boom. Guys, based on y'all's ridiculous things.
You find 70 in a row.
How do
ridiculous?
The Cardinals ever win a game? What can a Cardinal ever be?
Well, think about it. If the Cardinals had home field advantage against the Dolphins, a Dolphin can't fly.
That's right.
Cardinals are going to win that game.
I mean,
next up, do you want the Charger, the lightning bolt, the Charger, the phone charger, or the Charger, the car?
Ooh, you know what? Give me the lightning bolt.
Ooh, it's Washington against, we're still going to say San Diego because their current city hates them. It's the Redskins against the Chargers, the lightning bolt.
Yeah, no, I don't see any way around. I don't see the Redskins being able to do anything against a lightning bolt.
Sure.
It's a lightning bolt.
Can you imagine it'd be hard to fight lightning, right?
It really would be. It's like going up against a storm at that time of the month. You're not going to win.
Oh, my Lord. Next up, Philadelphia against Los Angeles.
Did you say a storm?
No,
the
storm.
X-Men storm. Remember Halle Berry?
No, I got it.
Then this other gal whose name I don't know.
What?
There's a new storm.
I just was trying to figure out how, like, just a storm would have that happen.
What? All right. Was that a sentence?
Next up!
He didn't tell me
Philadelphia
anything about the punctuation.
Against Los Angeles. The Eagles against the Rams. Colby, feels like a classic case of home field advantage. And that's going to let the Rams take this thing down.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Because the Eagle have to come down where the Rams at. Sorry.
There you go. Next up, Seattle against Jacksonville. The Seahawks against the Jaguars.
Normally.
Go ahead. Well, we need the Jaguars to win this game, but that's not how Battle of the Beast works.
It's really not. Normally, though, your manpower or your drone that's got all the weapons is going to be good. This is in the Jaguars' home. There's a lot of trees where the Jaguar lives that can hide.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that drone comes by, then the Jaguar just pounces. Now it's on its back and clawing and ripping out wires and everything. I think the Jaguar wins that battle.
Well, these got to be pretty intelligent Jaguars, right, to know how to technologically break down this high-powered military vehicle.
And you know what? I don't think they have to be intelligent because I once saw my son beat up a cable box when he was like 2.
What?
So your son was not intelligent?
I mean, he was 2.
Why did he beat up the cable box?
It wasn't playing the right channels for him.
Classic sap. Next up, Baltimore against Pittsburgh. The Ravens against the Steelers. This one is interesting. Little known fact. The genesis of Edgar Allan Poe's famous poem, The Raven, is from this, because people from Pittsburgh kept stealing all of the Raven's, all of Edgar Allan Poe's things. And somebody finally asked him, are you going to let this happen again? And he goes, nevermore.
That has no truth to it.
What?
Whatsoever.
Okay, what? Where did it come from?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know what all the poems are about.
You can't dispute it.
Don't use my own argument of logic against me.
Take the Ravens. Next up, Monday Night Football. New England, Miami, it's the Patriots against the Dolphins. Colby, I feel like patriotic Americans have already shown that we can kill thousands and thousands of dolphins over the years, right?
Right.
Oh, my God.
We've also...
Dude, oh, do you dispute that we kill dolphins? Not our show, but, like, people. You just throw that six-pack ring in there, they're screwed.
Right. Tuna nets.
Yeah.
It's done.
From the 972, made the wrong decision, chose to spend some time with a crush. All she wanted to do was talk. 2+ hours without K&C. Sad face.
Yeah. Should have played Battle of the Beasts to determine if she was worth it. Home game will be coming soon.
Take the Patriots.
Finally, our main event of the evening. It's Dallas. It's New York. 12 o'clock high noon kickoff, 9 a.m. pregame, only here on 105.3 The Fan. It's the Cowboys against the Giants. Now, Colby, tough stylistic matchup. Because Cowboys are awesome, but it is a giant.
It is a giant, but if David can take down a giant with a slingshot, the Cowboys have six shooters.
So there you go. Take the Cowboys and take all of those picks to the bank.
Don't do that. Well, please do not do
Corey's that. Right. If you hate money, don't take those picks to the
or
bank.
Or if you want to conserve your money and possibly keep it.
Multiple people saying they bought islands.
I think just because people are saying they bought islands does not mean that people should go out and spend all their money.
So you know what all the poems mean and whether our fans are lying. Man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.